You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. Now, I know if you listened to yesterday's rant, let me tell you, yeah, it got pretty intense, got up pretty sizzly, but it's important. It is so important that we not only show up, but that we speak up and that we stand up, as I said in yesterday's broadcast. So today I wanted to bring a solution. We've talked about you and I being the solution. We've talked about that because the fact is we can't carry a victim label. If you carry a victim label and you carry the victim mentality, there's going to be trouble. It's not going to work well for you, I promise. So today we're talking about this. Date yourself well. Today we're going to talk about finding our power, finding your power, my dear, within your heart and soul to begin the process of liking and loving you, like at a level you never even knew was possible for you. And then from that place, being able to date yourself well. And that's how you fall in love, by the way. That's how you start to like and love yourself, is by dating yourself. And I want to explain what that really means, because even though I talk about it all the time and I've written a book about it, I live this lifestyle and I teach it to women around the globe. I do not want to make any assumptions that you know what I'm talking about. Okay? Is that fair? So today we're talking about date yourself well and how to become the great lover of your life. My dear, if you are not loving you well, it'll be very difficult for you to love your life well. So if you're not loving you well, that means that you're kind of either indifferent about your life or you're putting up with a whole lot of not good, kind of like what we were talking about yesterday. You may be putting up with things and simply saying, oh, well, that's the way it is, and then resorting or resigning to this fact that you're a victim and that you don't have power. You, my dear, have power. And the power is the love that is within you. And when you begin to access that and activate it and come from that inspired, passionate place of loving yourself well, you can make such a huge impact in your life. Because, my dear, you only have one life to live. And if you're not living your life, then who's living it? The fact is, if you're waiting for someone to come along and live your life for you, you're going to be waiting a long time. Or you're going to be doing this thing called life and you're not going to be loving it. Literally. Like it's not going to be working well. So in order to identify really what does dating ourselves mean, I want to go back and uncover the problem a little bit more. Not going to talk a lot about it, but I want you to understand there are really four syndromes. I mentioned this in early when we first launched the podcast. I'm not sure which episode it was, but we talked about this, in which I talked about there's the Cinderella syndrome. We've all suffered from it at some level. This idea that there's this fairy tale and this fantasy of there's going to be a knight in shining armor that comes and sweeps us off our feet. The problem is, what if that knight in shining armor, Prince Charming, what if he doesn't show up? Or worse, what if he shows up and he's not so charming and he actually becomes Prince Harming? Well, first of all, we're setting ourselves up by believing something that is literally a fairy tale. And you know what? We're setting up the men in our lives to fail, to fall, because there's no such thing as that Prince Charming. Can the person that we fall in love with, that man, be charming? Can we be charming? Yes. But to expect anyone to be like that at all times, and then to expect on top of it that they are somehow going to be the sole provider for us financially and for our happiness, hello? Think about that. That's not even it's not even possible, but it's like, would you even desire that? For someone else to hold the key to your happiness. You, my dear, are the key to your happiness. And knowing your desires and living in that inspired state of hope, belief, desire, and trust, that's where you're going to tap into your happiness. That's where you're going to tap into the power that is you. Secondly, the disengagement syndrome. This happens after we realize that, like, wow, you know, Prince Charming's not so charming. And you know what? This fairy tale lifestyle isn't really real. And then we start doubting ourselves. And all of a sudden there's been disappointment and we start pulling back and we pull away. We pull away from who we are and we start to become someone that we think we need to be in order to survive. And we cut ourselves off from our heart. I did this for many years. I cut myself off from my heart because I was like, it hurts too much. There's too much disappointment and pain there. And so I just lived my life in my head. And that doesn't work well. You'll hear me say this a lot. If you're only living your life in your head, you're dead. Your life's kind of over as far as living an abundant, happy, healthy, loving life. Because love doesn't come from the head. It comes from the heart, my dear. And it doesn't mean the head doesn't have a place. But when you begin to disengage and you begin to put yourself in a holding pattern, or you begin to no longer show up the way you are designed to be, which means you're not showing up authentically, or you're showing up with apology constantly, you're showing up with shame, you're showing up with blame, all of this stuff. All of a sudden you stop showing up authentically and powerfully, and you stop speaking up, which is like the worst ever. And you stop standing up and standing and stepping into what you believe. And then the third one, this is huge. Then we go from that to the superwoman syndrome, because now we're trying to perform our way to what we think will make ourselves happy. I've done this. I did this for many years as well. The superwoman syndrome. I call myself the spinner of plates. I spun so many plates trying to have this big, you know, valuable life. But the reality was I wasn't finding my truth and my value about my truth on the inside of me. And then it led to the poor me syndrome, which I've talked about that. I don't remember which episode right off the top of my head, but the poor me syndrome, I talk about it in one of the podcasts, and that the poor me story will keep you poor. So what is the possibility here? The possibility is there can be a rich me story of truth. I've talked about that in a previous podcast as well. And then what is the process, the engagement process of truly liking, loving, and dating yourself well as a daily habit? The date that you're seeking is the date called today, my dear. I'd like to say that again. The date that you are seeking is the date that you call today. The date we call today is the date we're seeking. Today is the gift. Today is the area and the opportunity to romance your heart and soul like never before. So step one of the process and really the solution is to meet you, to truly meet you where you are. Meet you where you are. You know, when you think about it, you meet somebody, you say, someone asks you on a date, you're like, great, we're going to meet. And you're all excited about this meeting. And you go and you ask a lot of questions of one another. You say, tell me about you. And the other person is so interesting in knowing something about you. But you have that meeting, and you cannot have a meeting if you do not show up. Showing up in your power, showing up as you are. Being you in that process of meeting. So first you must meet you, and secondly, then you must know you. Just like you're getting to know another person on a date. When was the last time you asked yourself the questions that you would ask of another that you're interested in, that you are romantically interested in? Why not get romantically and romance yourself? Why not get into your own heart and soul and say, what makes you tick, my dear? What makes your heart sing? What makes your heart sizzle? What makes your heart go pitter-patter? What are the desires that you would have for your life? What would you like your future to look like? And are you willing to invest yourself in being that today and creating it for yourself? And then number three, you must value you. You know, that's the problem. The reason why we don't value us, ourselves, is because we are not, first of all, and meeting ourselves and engaging with ourselves, and we're not getting to know ourselves. I believe with all my heart, if you got to know yourself outside of all the opinions of everyone else, and you began to get to know your heart and soul, then the beautiful truth, the divine truth about who you are, you would go, oh my goodness, I am a valuable soul. Like, I have a valuable call on my life. I have a valuable purpose. There's a valuable plan that goes with that, my dear. And then number four, you must be you. You must step into who you are and be you. And you've heard me say this time and time again. I will not stop saying it. To be you naked, that means uncovered, unafraid. That means courageous, even in the face of fear. Unapologetic, unashamed, and then unconditionally loved. Because when you be you, the truth about who you are, and you allow that to be expressed in every area of your life, now you can love you. You can love you. You can get to know you. You can spend time with you. Now you can love you. And you can love you until death do you part and beyond. You can love you more than you expect anyone else to love you. Imagine that. Imagine if you committed today to pursuing your heart and loving you in a way that absolutely is passionate, that you loved yourself so much that you were willing to stand up for yourself, you were willing to create what you and your heart desire, and you were willing to actively participate in the role of you living your life and your life's work well, my dear. This is the process of dating yourself well. Now, there's a lot more that goes into it on a day-to-day basis, but that is the beginning. That is the beginning of a love affair that will last you a lifetime, and it will be an adventure of a lifetime, an adventure that is calling you. It's calling you today, my dear. It's been calling you since before you were formed in your mother's womb. Your very adventurous, incredible, divine life that only you can live. And it starts by you getting to know you and dating yourself so you can like and love yourself well. And that is through a process of dating yourself well so you can become the great lover of your life. Okay? But your sacred soul step that you will take your daily action to engage with yourself. You can definitely journal. You can journal every day. I encourage it. Journaling is such a huge thing because it's a way we can talk to our heart and soul. But I'm going to encourage you to take a step today and go over, come on over to womensippingonlife.com. I have my Date Yourself Well book available to you, and I'm giving it to you for free. Now, I'm going to ask that you pay for shipping. There's a shipping fee. I will send it to you, okay? But this book, it retails at $19.97, okay? And I'm giving it to you for free, my dear, because I want you to get this information. It's vital that you learn how to date yourself well so you can like and love yourself well and love and live the life that you're living and to live it well, to love your life and your life's work well. Wow, I cannot wait to hear from you. I am so grateful you're here. Thank you again for being who you are and allowing me on this journey with you to sip on life together. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.